While temperatures rise in the Central Valley, those working in orchards should keep an eye on each other. You never know when someone's coming down with a heat illness. Very important. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Roger Isom is president and CEO of the Western Agricultural Processors Association based in Fresno.
You got to drink water if you're starting to feel, you know, where you're maybe starting to have the symptoms of heat illness. Get in the shade, take a break, those type of things. And if, you know, if you're working with somebody and you look at them and you think they're starting to do that, you know, take them over. Hey, you need a break. You need to get some water, get cooled down.
Isom said it's very important for all the employees working in the field to keep an eye on each other. Some people don't even understand when they're getting heat and illness.
Well, they do. You know, you might not even realize that you're starting to show those symptoms. And so if you're looking out for everybody else or they're looking out for you, hopefully they can prevent that more serious injury and, you know, get them, hey, come here, take a break. You know, they can see that. So it's important that people recognize that and see that.
And foremen must know how to get emergency services to an employee in a remote area with maps.
Some of these fields or orchards might only have dirt roads to get back there. And if you're working on one corner of the back corner of a section, you can't tell somebody to come to the main intersection. You've got to be able to get them directed back to where the employee is. And so the maps really show that. So the foreman's got it. He can direct the first aid responders in there to the exact spot of where the worker is. That's the goal of the maps.
Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.